This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
More than 25,000 people were treated for lawnmower-related injuries last year. Yikes. And 17,000 of those injuries were for kids under the age of 19. When is the right age for your child to mow the lawn? And what safety things do you really need to think about? My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a fan favorite here on Healthy Children and a pediatrician. Welcome to the show. So Dr. Cross, lawnmower safety. Now your kids are still kind of little, so you're not, right, you're not having to do that. But my son is 15 and he's mowing the lawn now.
So 15 is a decent age. It's one of the ages that we recommend. So we say that, children should be at least 12 years of age to use a walk-behind mower and at least 16 years of age to use a riding mower. But, of course, you need to use good judgment. You need to make sure that your child is mature, that they're strong enough and coordinated enough, and that they also understand the risks that are involved.
Okay, so the risks that are involved, because even with my 15-year-old son, and we have a push mower and a big yard, so it with the bag and emptying the bag, I still get nervous, Dr. Cross. I get nervous that a stick is going to fly out at him. I get nervous about his feet. I get nervous about that he's not going to turn it off properly. I mean, maybe I'm just a nervous mom and a nervous wreck or a nut job. But what are the safety things we need to be thinking about?
Well, what I think that parents often don't do is they don't teach their child how to use the mower. They say, okay, you're old enough. Now go out and mow the lawn. You've watched me do it. And that's really not the best way to go about it. You really need to bring your kid over to the mower. You need to explain to them how it works, you know, where you put the gasoline in, you know, when you do it, that you don't do it when it's hot. You need to teach them which parts you cannot touch, that if you need to get something out, use a stick or a broom. You don't use your hands or your feet, that you always make sure that the blade stops. You need to tell them all the things that you think are obvious that really, if you've never used a lawnmower before, you might not realize. So even after you teach them, you want to supervise them until you're sure that they're doing it right. So you want to make sure that they're not going to want to go and rush this job and get out with their friends, so they're not going to clear the area of, you know, objects, like you said, of twigs or stones or whatever. You want to make sure that they're going to do it in a safe way. So you really need to make sure that you're watching them until you're certain that they do it well and that they do it slowly and that they're paying attention to what they're doing.
While they're mowing, some of the safety things. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends wearing goggles. I couldn't get my son to wear goggles if I paid him.
What about sunglasses?
I mean, seriously. Well, sunglasses maybe, except for that his comment was, I can't see as well. And so I'm, you know, my lines aren't straight, or maybe I'll miss a stick.
So, I mean, I can't imagine any child actually wearing goggles to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I agree with you with that. I think that maybe if you could find some sort of eye, you know, something that's, you know, like a sunglass, but maybe isn't as dark as a sunglass, that would be good, because things, if they do shoot towards your eye, you are going to get hurt. So I understand the reason for it, but maybe finding something that your child will wear that will still protect their eye is a good idea. I mean, the closed-toed shoes, that's a definite must. You can't do this in flip-flops, and you obviously don't want to do it when it's wet. You want to make sure your kids know that they have to push forward, that it's not like a vacuum cleaner where you go back and forth and back and forth, but you really want to move forward as much as you can. And these are things that kids don't realize. And if you have any hills, you really have to talk to them, because these mowers, I mean, they're heavy. They can slide back down, and they do, and they go over a kid's foot, and they lose a toe. So you want to make sure that you're telling them when you're doing a push mower, you're going across the hill so that you're not going up and down. When you're doing a riding mower, you're going up and down so you don't tip over if you go across the hill. So you have to
Good advice. Very good advice. So that you don't tip over. So you go across, you go up and down with the riding mower and across with the other so that it can't go backwards. Now, speaking of going backwards, kids tend to be impatient. And so if they have to clear a stick or something that they didn't do prior, they don't turn the mower off. They just run in front, grab it, and keep going.
Which is so dangerous.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
So we watch them. We can't just sit up on the deck with a lemonade going, oh, you missed a spot over there. We really have to be vigilant if we're going to have our kids mowing the lawn.
You have to tell them, look, go and clear everything. And then maybe even tell them, I would rather you go around the stick than not turn the mower off. It's that dangerous. Like, don't, you know, if you're not going to move the stick, mow around it. Don't try to run in front of the mower, because I don't want you to lose your hand for, you know, for just having bad judgment. The other thing is, I personally believe this, and the AAP doesn't say this, but this is my personal opinion, is that a lot of accidents happen when kids are distracted. So you want to make sure that they don't have their friends hanging out while they're mowing the lawn, just, you know, waiting for them and, you know, chit-chatting. You want to make sure that there aren't other children running around, you know, the grass while they're trying to mow. But I think you really want to make sure they leave those cell phones inside, because it starts mm-hmm. to ring, they answer it, they're trying to talk and mow the lawn at the same time, or they decide to send a text, and it's just, they need to be concentrating on what they're doing. So I really think that if you're going to let your kid mow the lawn, have them leave their cell phone inside for the half an hour that it takes them to do it.
Great point. And, you know, I had to tell my son, he had his headphones in. And I said, Clayton, you can't have your headphones in while you're mowing the lawn. I know you want to listen to music and it gets you going, but you can't then hear if the lawnmower is catching, or if mm-hmm. something is catch, or if someone's yelling to you, or if something dangerous is about, you can't hear. I want, so they have to be present. They have to actually, this is heavy machinery. You have to actually pay attention if you're going to do that. Now, what about string trimmers? Are they any safer?
Well, they are safer in the sense that you're not going to, you know, cut off your finger. They're still can shoot projectile objects, so they can still shoot a twig, or they can still shoot a, you know, a rock. And those things can blind you if they hit you in the eye. They can really hurt. So they are safer in some ways, but they are still dangerous. And if you could get your kid to wear a pair of sunglasses that they could see with while they do it, I think that would be a good idea.
What else do we want to think about when the kids are out there mowing the lawn, gardening? I mean, you can bring up some others. We have about 2 minutes left. So what are some other safety things, pesticides or insecticides or chemicals, things we're using in the garden, garden tools, anything else, Dr. Cross?
So, I mean, what I would say is, like with anything, we like to get our kids to become independent, to help around the house, but we really need to teach them how to do everything. So if we're going to let them use insecticides or pesticides, you know, getting them a pair of garden gloves so it's not getting all over their hands is a good idea. Making sure that they wash their hands when they come in, so if they get any of the chemicals on their hands, that, again, they're not putting those into their body. We want to make sure that the things that we are using are actually safe enough for children to handle. And so you want to make sure that you're reading those labels and that you're choosing the right products for your home. I mean, there are, you know, commercial grade and there are home grade stuff, and you just want to make sure that you're getting, you know, things that you really want to have your kids around when you're using pesticides and insecticides. I think that, you know, any of these, you know, heavy machinery, even the leaf blowers, you need to teach your children how to use them. You need to make sure that they understand the safety mechanisms and how they can be dangerous. And really, as much as you'd like to let them do that when you're not home, supervising them for a good long time is really important. So it's not just telling them how to do it once, watching them once, and leaving. You need to, for the first, you know, few weeks to months, making sure that you're home in case they have a question is really important. I think that this is a good skill for kids to learn how to do, but, you know, there is still some parenting involved.
Great, great advice. And you can read more about lawnmower safety at healthychildren.org. That's the consumer website of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And if you missed any of the great information we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. And, you know, lawnmower safety, as Dr. Cross said, you want your kids learning this skill set. It's a good one for both boys and girls, but there are safety factors. Be present. Watch your kids do it. Make sure they know all of those safety factors that go into mowing the lawn, because it's really dangerous, but it's a great, great way for them to get active and do something good in the process. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.